Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Well, hello, beloveds. Happy Wednesday, one of my favorite days of the week from a podcasting stuff, because I get to answer the stuff that you guys really want to know. I know this because we've been doing Ask Riley for a while, and I started Ask Riley because, let's just say, I have taken every single broken road, sounds like a country song, there is to get to the life I have now. And sometimes I still go on those broken roads, but I like to give advice from a stance of, I don't know everything, but I promise you I'll always be real about everything I try to tell you. And I don't give it from a judgy standpoint or what I do is what you have to do, but I just really like to make people feel less alone, because I felt like that would have been a really big, you know, peaceful factor for me had I had that when I was going through all this stuff, you know. But because I've navigated life in a very bumpy way, it's from me to you, this little segment we do. I am always open for any ones you have. I try to answer every single one you guys give me. But if you have one for future, reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com, or I usually put up a question box on Instagram and then I just read them from there. So let's get into it. First one is, does any of your family listen to the podcast? So I don't think so. I know my mom has listened to a few of the ones that she was on, and I'm not sure if my niece does or my nephew. They're, you know, 18 and 20, about to be 19 and 21. And I know that I talk about a lot of like family trauma and a lot of things openly and honestly here that aren't pretty and that I don't know that my family would love. But because, I mean, I know they listened to like terrestrial radio when I was on that, which is sort of a sticky point for me, too. It's like they loved it then, but now it's like podcasting seems like a different world to them and not as important. And I know that sounds harsh, but it's kind of true, I feel like. But it's just as important to me. But no, I don't think that they really listen. I think if I sent them something, they would. my mom, if something kind of goes viral, she'll listen to it. But yeah, like I never held back here nor there, even if they do or don't listen to it, because my family knows what they're getting with me, 100%. They know that I'm going to just give it to you straight. It's a great thing sometimes, because you always know that there's not going to be any bullshit in anything I say to you. But, you know, they're kind of old school. So I don't know if it was a topic that they didn't want to hear about or like thought it would be triggering for them, they probably wouldn't listen. So not many of them do, I don't think. What or how do you keep the romance and kinky stuff going in the bedroom with two kids? Kinky stuff? Okay. Well, you know, like I always say, I keep it very real here. I'm not going to go into the details of my kink in my marriage or lack thereof. My God. I don't know why I'm acting like I'm clutching my pearls. I just feel like it would be wet. Like that could have been worded a little less creepy. But doors are locked. You know, like our kids, luckily, when they go to sleep, they sleep like a rock. And, you know, it's not always easy, because it's not as if you can go like, you know, canoodling around the house when you have kids, because you don't want to traumatize them. You know, there was some weird thing that interesting thing. It was on either on TikTok. I see a lot of this stuff come up on TikTok, and it probably will come up even more in my feed and yours because it listens. About if a kid sees or hears their parent doing the damn thing, that it somewhat traumatizes them in a way. And I guess I'm getting super personal. Like I had heard my, oh, well shit. Now I hope that last question, I'm telling the truth that my mom doesn't listen to this one. I had heard that when I was a kid, and I like can still hear it in my head. It still like freaks me out a bit. So it is most definitely something that we have to be cognizant about, but it's not like we're not doing it, I guess you could say. And I guess that's the most respectful way of with my husband to answer that. But We definitely keep it interesting. But yeah, doors are locked. You just figure it out. Like, we don't really... Yeah, I'm not going to go too much further into that unless Marshall's here with me and comfortable with it. So yeah, you figure it out. You just do it. Literally and figuratively. Next question is, what do you do when you manifested something years ago and it's about to finally happen, but you don't want it anymore or you are unsure? Good question. That's interesting to me because a couple of years ago when my husband Marshall and I did our vision boards together, joined, it was in a time, you know, he's a police officer, that like, you know, obviously the world was in a lot of unrest and things were a lot, but it was very uncertain if you were a police officer. Let's put it that way. You know, we all lived through it and it was a scary time. And he put on there that he wanted a new career. He, of course, really didn't, because he loves being a police officer and he takes great pride in it. But sure enough, a year later, you know, the universe does not discriminate. I was the one that ended up embarking on a new career. So we do different vision boards now since that. But it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, to be honest with you. I think when you manifest things that are no longer for you, you don't have to make that decision that you don't want them. You're not going to like have to write the universe a letter or something and say, oh, no, I don't want that, because the universe hears your thoughts. What you think about, you bring about. I can't say that enough. And I say it ad nauseum because it's been that way for me too. If it's no longer for you or you're unsure about it, I would just say put it down. Because then if it comes to fruition and you don't enjoy it anymore, your thoughts are going to take it away from you. Think about that for a second. Like, I manifested every single thing in my life, whether I meant to or not, even radio. And when radio became a space for me, as much as I loved it and as much as I missed it or miss it today, that specific space was not for me anymore. And I would have never walked away. So the universe took it from me. Would I have ever wanted to like live off of my own businesses? Sure, it was a dream, but it wasn't something that I was going to walk into until I had that push off that cliff. And it was a scary push and I had no parachute, but here we are, friends, thriving and killing it. And if it, even if I'm not, sometimes I'm pushing that out there. So it's a difficult thing for me as well to preach about this. Like I always say, I try to do this from the realest perspective that I possibly can, to just fucking let go. Because the minute that I try to strangle anything in my life, whether it's an outfit for an event, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career move, whether it's money, I always end up getting the opposite. And why? Because I've got all this cobwebs jumbled in my mind. And in terms of manifesting things, you have to have a clear path about what you want or the universe isn't going to get it. It's like when you're, you know, you have a toddler around you and they're trying to convey what they want, but they're not speaking in actual words. It's just like, I'll look at our 3-year-old Malin sometimes and he's like, mama. And I'm like, what? You know, obviously it's clearer now that as his words come more and more every month, but it's just like, what'd you just say? And he gets so mad and like he'll scream. And like, you know, it's like the same thing. You're getting mad at the universe and the universe is like, hold up. You're not communicating to me what you want. It's like that scene from Jerry Maguire. I know, old movie, but it's still a classic. Like, help me help you. So I get that it's hard to clear your thoughts when you're unsure. That's why I say just put it down. Because what is meant for you will always be for you. Your thoughts and your mind control that. And I think that that's what the most beautiful and difficult thing about manifesting can be. And I don't like to say that it's difficult, because once you get to that space where you master something, it does become like second nature. It's not always easy to maintain it. You do have to like feed that. But if there's something in your life that a long time ago was the thing that you wanted the most, and now you're not sure you want it anymore, but you're not sure you want to let it go, instead of focusing on that, because if it's going to come to you in the way that you wanted to, and it's going to come to you in a space and a mindset that like, okay, I'm ready for this, because it probably won't come to you until you are, I just put it down for a second and then refocus your mind on something that you do want. And I don't care what that is. I don't care if that is like, you know, the perfect Morganite ring that's just makes you happy and is beautiful and it's if y'all are like, what the hell, Riley? It's because the person that I know sent this, I know that she loves Morganite, but it's better for you to focus your thoughts and intentions on something positive, how big or small it is, than be letting your mind coil in knots around this thing that you think you wanted and now you don't. Because the universe isn't like distinguishing between the two. It's not saying, oh, you don't want that. If you're thinking about it and thinking about it and worrying about it and worrying about it, that's where your intention is. That worry and that fear and that I don't want that. That's not what the universe hears. It hears, you're thinking about this thing. You're thinking about this thing. Like if you're thinking about, oh God, are we going to break up? 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 And then you break up. It's not, okay, I want this relationship to work. That's reframing it. You see what I mean? Instead of, oh no, oh no, are we going to break up? I want this relationship to work. And you know, no, me and Marshall aren't getting a divorce. Calm down. It's just, that's the example that came to mind in terms of the way that I used to think about relationships and everything was doomsday and glass half full. It's really just being creative with the words in your mind. So if it's a job opportunity, let's say like, God, I don't know if I want this opportunity. I don't know if this is for me anymore. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I, you know, am going to be happy in this. Then say instead, I want to be happy. I want the perfect job opportunity to come to me. I want something in my life that's going to make me happy. Or you could take it a step further and say, as if you already have it, I love this trick, I have everything I want and need. I have abundance. I am grateful, put that in there please a couple of times, I'm grateful for all of the things in my life that make me so joyous. I'm grateful for money. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for these, you know, children I am going to have, which universe, please, I don't want that. But you see what I mean? It's just a matter of reframing the way that you're thinking about things. And it's interesting that I'm, you know, essentially talking about this person that asked this question, because as of this week, I was just toiling over and over and over and over again about this scenario that I knew wasn't really good for me, but I wasn't sure. You know, it's like, oh, this could be this great opportunity to work with these people, but then there's like shade there and I don't like it and it just feels ick. And it seems like everything with that opportunity would come back in and then just fall to shit. So instead, this week, I literally was like, okay, I'm going to put this down. I was, you know, so hell-bent on focusing my attention, like this one opportunity, like this one vein of one of my business, you know, of my two businesses, this has to be the thing that does it. And then the minute I let go, you know, my other things just started flowing. And I was just like, oh shit. I was so excited and started focusing there. And then the things that I was so worried about not working out, all of a sudden they're like one by one kind of like coming back and coming back into the picture when I had literally been like, all right, I'm writing that off. It's not going to happen. And not that I was just sitting there like, oh, that's not happening. But I literally just put it down. Literally, it's the same thing as like if something is weighing you down, put it down. That doesn't mean you can run away from it. That doesn't mean that it's gone forever. But in your mind, that reprieve for that little bit of time is so precious, especially in manifesting, especially just in life, just to give your brain a break. And I can speak from all the experience that I am not great at doing that. I have all of the anxieties in the world, and sometimes those things rule me. But every time I try to make big strides of forward movement in that mindset, I get fucked. And it doesn't end up ending like I wanted to at all. So I'm just trying to live in the now and live in the happiness of the now and not worry about what's coming next. Somehow, whenever I do that, it always works out for me. So hopefully in all that, you can make some sense out of where you're at. Let's see what else we have. Oh, this is a good, ooh, yeah. Riley, I have not been able to sleep lately. Do you have any good sleep hacks? So my sleep pattern got wrecked over 20 years of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to radio because, yeah, like I was a morning radio person. And it's like, not only do you have to be awake that early to get ready, but you have to be like on at like 5 a.m. And your body is kind of, it's great to get up early in the morning, get your day started. I have still stuck to that. but I was going on like 4 hours of sleep. That was just my norm. And it's still kind of like that sometimes. Like, wahoo, if I get 4 hours, I'm good. Because after the stress of, you know, for a year wondering if my security and all things and my passions and my job and my financial and my family was going to be okay. Not that my family was falling apart, but, you know, all of those things lead up to a happy and well-adjusted family most of the time. I was so scared, and it's like my cortisol levels went crazy. And you never realize these small things, or you think they're small. You think, oh, that can't affect the way I sleep. This is just something weird, da, da, da. You never understand like how your body reacts to that. Because when you're running on stress and cortisol all the time, your body can't relax. It can't chill to go to sleep. So for me, the biggest problem was I'll go to sleep. I'll be a dead tired at the end of the day, but then I'll be knocked out for 2 hours. And then 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Hi, everybody. And it's not necessarily because of the sleep pattern I had getting up that early before. It's because, I don't know, my body and my hormones are all out of whack. You know, I've done podcasts about this, that I was testing my hormones forever and my progesterone was out of whack. And, you know, I had to get on supplements for that. But I found through one of my We Got This Army, love you, mama, some really great products. And one of those is magnesium. I know I'm not the first person to like come to the conclusion that magnesium could help, but like of all the tests that I ever did, they never said that my magnesium was low. They said my iron was low and all these other things. But Sweet Mama's Enchanted Kitchen, I've given you guys this link before, but if you want to DM me at Riley Couture, I'll give it to you guys again. She's got the best fucking magnesium products, because I've tried to do topical for me. And then of course, if you're stressed out, you might have gut issues, like the topical. Or not the topical, sorry, the stuff you ingest doesn't always get past the gut issue very quickly. Topical for me, for myself, works a lot better. She's got a really amazing spray that you spray it on your body and, like, you know, on your feet, magnesium spray, and it's all natural, by the way. Your feet, you spray it on your neck, your torso, you rub it in your arms, your hands. And if you're deficient in magnesium, it'll tingle, sometimes sting a little bit, but that, you know, goes away after a little while. And also, not all magnesium sprays are made equal, because a lot of magnesium sprays, they get that like itchy, like after you got out of the water and the ocean salt thing. Hers doesn't. And it works like a charm. She also has a magnesium lotion that's in like a deodorant stick. This is my crack, because I'll have my husband rub it into my back, especially if the women listening to this, that is our somatic area. That's the place where we carry the most stress. And the first time that he rubbed this shit into my back, I literally cried. Like, I let out this just guttural like cry, because there was so much stress built up there. I couldn't understand. I was like, what am I, crazy? And I got literally 8 hours of sleep. Do I get at 8 hours of sleep every single night? No, but I find when I like put these practices into place, I should do a fave five on this. I think I am. Next week, I'm going to do a Riley's fave five sleep hacks, because I've got a couple of good ones, a couple of good like mocktails, the sleepy girl mocktails that I have that include magnesium. But with the magnesium, you can put that, like you can get magnesium, pure magnesium. They say that now, like, Epsom salts aren't the best for you now. I have to do more research before I speak, you know, any kind of authority on that. But magnesium flakes, you can put them in your bath. It's really just creating like a routine at bedtime too. And another thing that I found is when you wake up in the middle of the night, because me, I wake up, I got sugar cravings. I still give into those a lot. But instead of getting up and moving around and whatever, like do certain parts of your sleep routine. Like if your sleep routine is to, you know, drink a sleepy girl mocktail, do that. Or if your sleep routine is to put on, you know, your sound machine, do that. Or if your sleep routine is to, I don't know, fluff your pillow five times, do that. Because you're reworking your brain. You're telling your brain to go the fuck to sleep. And I have to tell it that all of the damn time. But yeah. Let's see. What else do we have here? Riley, what is the dumbest piece of advice you've ever gotten? Oh God, I've gotten some really dumb advice. This is one that I got from somebody in my family that was close to me, that when I was breaking up from a relationship that at the time, I mean, he turned out to be boo-boo as hell, but at the time there was nothing wrong with him. You know, on paper was good, semi-attractive person, but I just like wasn't happy. I wasn't into it. I wasn't in love. And it was like, Riley, you know, why would you leave him? Because what happens when he finds someone else and then you're going to feel sad? And like, you know, what do you think that, like, I don't know that they'll be better out there. And I was like, ugh, the fuck? Like, what do you mean that it's not better out there? And it's like, I know that I have, because I had some boo-boo ones right after that. Like, I literally feel like I got it wrong every single time, whether that person was a good person or not. Like, just the relationship didn't work until I met Marshall, because that's why I say it only takes one. You know, that's why it's your person. But for someone to say that to me, and I took that in and stayed in the relationship for a little while because of that, that I was like, oh, am I being terrible? Am I being, like, you know, romantically greedy? Am I just, like, never happy in anything? And it wasn't that. It was just, I had to listen to my gut. And that's in all things. Like, when it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Anything. And I think I carried some of that throughout all facets in my life, like in my career and in friendships and in relationships, all things that I just felt like, well, is there anything ever better going to be out there for me? If you're not happy, fuck yeah, there is. The grass, they always say the grass is not always greener on the other side. That could be true in certain situations, but I don't know that I always believe that. Because if the grass that you're standing on is burning your feet and it's got, you know, red ants nipping at your ankles that you're allergic to, like, no, there could be something better out there for you. I'm not telling you to go, like, bust up every relationship. And especially, like, if you're married and have a family, it's not like, oh, yeah, that guy over there looks cute. You know, like, no, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying if you don't, you know, I guess maybe even in a marriage, too, because I don't believe in divorce for my marriage. If he leaves, I'm going with him. No, I mean, I do believe in divorce if you're unhappy, but that's a whole other podcast. I feel like if someone were to tell you, ignore your gut, you're not worthy of believing there's better out there for you. Ugh. Yes, you are. And you know what? If you leave that relationship because that was what your gut told you and that's what you wanted, and it turns out that you maybe made a mistake, like, I don't believe that there are mistakes. I sound like a Pinterest board, but it's like, there's not mistakes. There's just things that you learn from. Because I do believe that, like, your internal voice tells you things for a reason. And you know, my internal voice has been crazy as shit sometimes. Sometimes I have to quiet that internal voice because I have anxiety and sometimes I have depression. So that might not be the perfect example for me. But, you know, when you have a gut feeling, just you go with it. Maybe you sit there for a little while and analyze it. Most of the time, if you have to ask the question twice, you already know the answer. And it's usually not to do nothing. So there's that. You guys always bring in the good stuff in terms of the podcast. I love this stuff. And I love you guys that are commenting on my Fave 5 lip oils, because I've had you guys totally emailing me and DMing me asking me for the lip oils. So if you want more of those, please tell me. Because I like doing the videos. It's kind of a cool switch. And, you know, not everything on this podcast has to be so heavy and all of that. But I also am asking you guys, I want to do another Riley's Cup of Tea. And I need your help with that because I want to talk with you guys. And this week specifically, I want to name a topic because usually it's you guys telling me the topics you want to talk about. I want to talk about the Valley coming up. I want to talk about Jackson Brittany and all the drama that is there. Some of the things that she said, and I want to get into it, but I want to, like, get your guys' take on it too, because a lot of people say that they have, quote, unpopular opinions. It's like, there's no unpopular opinions here. There's just ones to go back and forth over. And usually I agree with them on popular opinions. So there's that. But I love you guys longest. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you have a really good day until tomorrow. Because I got to add this note before I leave you. I've had one of the best days ever and there was really no reason for it. No, I take that back. There was one reason for it. It was because I shifted my mindset. Because as much as I have been so happy with so many of the things happening, like, my mind always just tends to get the better of me. And this week I wasn't letting it. Not with anything. And I know sometimes I will tell you, it's like, oh, I'm so excited about this opportunity coming up. And then sometimes it won't. And then I feel like an idiot. Like, ugh, am I always that person that just gets so excited and have these big, quote, life moments or big life announcements? And then it's like, that's not a life announcement. Or, ugh, what happened to that? Did it not happen? But today I got a DM randomly and I'm so fucking excited about it. I haven't told anybody but my husband and I'm not going to. That's not me being secretive, but like if this happens, it's something that I've been manifesting, praying for. And I didn't think it was like going to come sit in my lap. I'm like, yee! So yeah, I hope you guys can take a piece of that mindset tomorrow and maybe the rest of this week and maybe this month and maybe a couple years from now. And just sit with that, that literally, if you can just shift your mind, it's amazing how many fucking things start happening. Sounds very woo-woo, as they say. What is that somebody said on one of the comments when I did the Kane Show tell-all that I'm delulu? Somebody please tell me where the hell that came from. Supposedly it came from TikTok. I kind of like it, but I'm like, what? Am I that old that we're saying delulu now? Like, I just say plain old cuckoo or bad shit crazy, but anyway. I did really want to leave you with that piece of advice. Unasked for, unasked Riley, but you know, it all comes from the same place and all roads lead to Rome. So I really just hope that you can take that advice on mindset and run with it tomorrow. Love you guys so much. Now that I've asked it all emotional on your asses, I will chat with you tomorrow. If you want to hit me up on the socials at Riley Couture, RileyCouture at Really Riley Podcast. At House of W by Riley. Thank you for all of you guys that have gone in on that flash sale. Still a few things left before I debut some of the new stuff I've got going on because I want to debut some new merch on Really Riley. And I'm going to put all of the old stuff on sale prices this week. So if you've been wanting to get something for a little while, you better get it now because those old styles are going to go bye-bye. So yeah, head on over to reallyrileypodcast.com to check those out. And I will chat with you tomorrow. Love you guys. It's Really Riley.